email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, back on Friday's show, we were asking you what chocolate bar you'd like to bring back. And our texts and emails were flooded with memories of the 2&2. Listener Carol Bean emailed us with more information. She said the bar was made by Urney Chocolates. Her grandfather, Arthur Bean, worked in the company. Carol also mentioned that there was a book written about Urney's called Sweet Memories, the story of Urney Chocolates. And the author of that book, Karen Nolan, is on the line. Good afternoon, Karen.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Great to talk to you.
You too.
Yeah. So let's put this in context. Your great-grandmother, Eileen, she was the driving force behind Urney's, was she?
She was, Ray, yeah. Way back in, just after the First World War, actually, she was living in Donegal, and she was looking to create jobs for the young women in the area.
Mm.
So she started a little jam-making enterprise, just in the kitchen. And some market gardening, and that continued up until the Second World War. And at that stage, of course, it was hard to get sugar because it was rationed. So the only way to get sugar was to go into business making confectionery. There was rations allowed for confectioners.
So if you made a chocolate bar, you could get more sugar.
Exactly.
Right. Right. So Eileen was a cute woman. And
cute.
Yeah. So went from jam to confectionery. Any idea from your research what the first bar was or what the first piece of confectionery was?
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, no, I don't. I mean, I know the 2&2 bar was introduced in the 1950s.
Right.
And at that stage, they had moved to Dublin from Urney. Urney's a townsland outside Donegal.
So that's where the name come from, right? Because there's an Urney in Kildare.
An Urney, yeah.
Yes.
But this is actually Urney.
Yeah.
A townsland as opposed to a village or a town.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So that's the name. They moved to Talla, and then there was a factory, was it? They expanded.
That's right, yeah. They took over an old military RAF base.
Right.
And it was kind of outside in the sticks at that stage.
Yeah.
They took that over, and it's kind of during the war it did extremely well because being a neutral country, everybody else was busy doing other things. And they expanded and at one stage became the biggest chocolate factory in Europe.
Cool. That's brilliant.
Which
isn't
is amazing,
it?
Really.
Isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
In the early 60s they would have been quite big.
Yeah, so the 2&2, which with our listeners on Friday was the most popular chocolate bar that doesn't exist anymore.
I just hear about it all the time.
Do you? Yeah. Will you describe it? Will you describe for people who don't know what it was?
Well, apparently the process was quite complicated, and I imagine that's why it kind of fell out of favour, because financially it wasn't viable.
Mm.
So basically, the bottom section was milk chocolate, the very base of it, and then in the little squares we had a vanilla fondant.
Nice.
And a cream fudge. Oh. And then on the top was a layer of dark chocolate.
Right, wow.
And there was a little leprechaun motif on each square, which is very important.
Something for everybody there.
I
can see why it was so popular. I don't remember it myself now. It probably was around in my childhood, but I don't remember it.
I actually don't either.
Yeah, I won't ask your age. That's not polite.
I think it's very similar to yours.
Yeah, right, okay, right, okay. So when did Urney go out of business, or what happened to it?
Well, what happened was in about 63, they Graces, which were an American company with Irish roots, bought 50%.
Mm.
And then by the 1970s, it was sold to Unilever and HB. So they were combined, and eventually HB dropped the chocolate confectionery side of things and just, you know, ran with the ice cream.
So really the
70s was a complete finish of Urney's.
All right. So this is sad to admit, but it looks like our campaign to bring the 2&2 bar back is futile.
Well, somebody did continue with the brand, a man called Leo Cummins, Leo Cummins Confectionery, and he did have a plan. I think, I believe he bought the machinery
right.
that they used to make the 2 and 2 bar.
Uh-huh.
And he did have plans to bring it back, but I'm not 100% sure what happened there.
Okay, it's not over yet. It's not over. This is brilliant.
It's not over yet. We can start a campaign.
Yeah. Leo Cummins. Great. Leo Cummins.
Leo, if you're listening.
Yeah. And Joe in Dublin wants to know, is that book that you're talking about on Ernie's, is that the one where Brendan Grace wrote the foreword?
Yes, it is. The lovely Brendan Grace, yeah.
And how did you, what happened that you became so interested? I know there's obviously the family connection, but what else happened?
Well, basically I found a box of newspaper cuttings and there was reams of them there, all about the history of the factory and the, you know, the ins and outs. And so I approached Talla Library and they were interested in the project, so I kind of fired ahead with it. And then they were kind of parallel to that, they were doing an oral history of the area of Tara. Yeah. And a lot of people in the area were contributing, and many of them had worked in Ernie's. Uh-huh. Or they had parents who'd worked in Ernie's, so there were an awful lot of stories coming through that. So by the time I pieced everything together, there was
a book and
nice little story there.
Liz says, my brother Dennis used to buy me 2 and 2 bars in the 80s, which I absolutely loved. Dennis passed away when I just turned 11. He'll be 40 years gone from us July 18th, that person. Yeah, so what's that man's name again? Who bought
Leo
the machine?
Leo Cummins.
Leo Cummins, right. Right. Yeah. That's our next clue.
The next port of call.
Yes, Karen Nolan, author of Sweet Memories, the story of Ernie Chocolates, and great-granddaughter of Eileen Gallagher, who started the whole thing back in the early 20th century. Thanks for talking to us today, Karen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Mind yourself. Bye now. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.